flames and bursts of fireworks will be heard around the valley this weekend to celebrate the 4th of July. Maybe you're already plotting out how to get the best view. Well, there are some people who don't get to watch the show because they're lighting it. They call themselves pyros, and today we hear from Kendon Victor, a head pyro at Fireworks Productions of Arizona.
The first time I burned my eyebrows off was when I was 13, so I've always played with fire when I was a kid. And I always had my brother on hose patrol. My younger brother was forced to have the hose to make sure we didn't set anything else on fire. Then when you step out for the first time and you light that first professional firework, that sound, that boom that just shakes your whole body just has an adrenaline rush at that moment. So when you do the first one as an adult, you're like, this rocks. I want to do this again. All fireworks are fired out of individual tubes. Well, those tubes are all in racks. And so in order for us to begin the prep and do the show, we have to set up 40, 50, 60 racks with all these different tubes in and with all the different firework sizes. And then what I'm putting on here is a 1x4 wooden strut. You want fireworks to go vertically, not horizontally. And you see, I'm just gonna lower this right into the bottom of the tube. What I have in my hand is a fusee, and this is just a flare on the end of a stick. So we pull the safety cap off, light the fuse at the very bottom. Most of the shows in Arizona, hand-fired by people out there with a flare in their hand. Generally, you try to arrive a little bit earlier in the morning to beat the heat, because our founding fathers didn't think of, like, say, 4th of March or 4th of April, okay? You get suited up, now you're standing there and you're ready to go. Show begins. Boom! The first fireworks goes off. Head pyro yells fire. And then you can feel that concussive wave, just that boom, and your whole body shakes, the ground kind of shakes, you can feel everything. So you go through the entire show, you've spent 15, 20 minutes out there, and then it comes time for the grand finale. The boom factor picks up immensely, and the concussive wave moving through the night sky becomes boom, 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 boom. And you can just feel that. You can feel the ground kind of move. You can see the tubes out there bouncing. And you can suddenly, you realize that it's become as bright as day above you. It's been nighttime for the most part. There's been some light. But now all of a sudden it becomes so bright you could probably read if you wanted to. People who shoot fireworks get to enjoy sort of the same thing that rock stars and athletes get to enjoy, which is the cheers and adulation at the end of the night of 1,000, 10,000, how many people cheering for you. It's just nobody knows who we are. So we are the silent, invisible entertainers out there.
And if you're curious where Kendon will be on the 4th, it's underneath the fireworks during the City of Mesa's show.